WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday, the Discovery Channel begins showing a mini-series co-produced for the Discovery Channel and the BBC. Even though it's a British import, this lengthy program is about a quintessentially American subject, which is also the one-word title of the series, Watergate. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
That was Howard Baker's famous question at the Senate Watergate hearings in 1973. This new documentary answers that question more clearly and completely than anything else I've seen on TV. But which way you approach this Watergate series as a viewer depends upon a slightly different question. Namely, what did you know about Watergate, and when did you know it? If you're old enough to have lived through Watergate, as I did, then the names of Dean, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Liddy are almost as evocative as those of John, Paul, George, and Ringo. The cast of characters was huge but unforgettable, just like the events themselves. The nightly headlines, the sudden speeches, the Saturday Night Massacre, and the Watergate hearings, where we first learned about Nixon's expletive-deleted tapes. Finally, a president resigned and was pardoned, rather than face impeachment. If you sat through Watergate the first time around, watching it unfold again in this fascinating 5-hour documentary is a little like watching Watergate's greatest hits. But it's also like a sequel, because producer Norma Percy, producer-director Paul Mitchell, and director Mick Gold conducted 40 new interviews for their Watergate series, including ones with John Dean, Bob Haldeman, and G. Gordon Liddy. If you're young enough to be learning about the Watergate scandal in depth for the first time, there's no better place to start. And if you know all the president's men by heart, this series will still surprise you. It even surprised John Dean by handing him on camera a copy of a memo he thought had been destroyed decades ago. It's a sheet of paper on which Haldeman's initials are shown approving the Watergate break-in, and Dean's reaction to it is priceless.
If Haldeman knew about this, there is no doubt in my mind that Richard Nixon knew about this, because everything that Haldeman knew, he knew for the sake of Richard Nixon. And it's just inconceivable to me that this type of information, which Nixon loved, would not be shared with him.
Another highlight of Watergate, the series, not the scandal, is the behind-the-scenes story of the Senate Watergate Committee's discovery of the secret White House tapes. Prosecutors Sam Dash and Jim Hamilton were the first to learn about the taping system and went straight out to tell their star witness John Dean, but not before putting him and his wife Maureen to a little test. The voices you will hear are those of Jim Hamilton, followed by John Dean.
And I can remember that Mo and John, I believe, was sitting on a couch, and I was standing by the fireplace, and I did that on purpose so I could gauge John's reaction. I was watching him very intently, and Sam told him, and I never will forget it. John broke into this huge smile, this beaming smile.
I couldn't have been more elated. I said, Sam, I said, everything I've told you, you're now going to find a record for.
Daniel Shore, currently of National Public Radio and formerly of Richard Nixon's Enemies List, provides the narration for Watergate and does a great job with what has to be his most ironic freelance job ever. The commentary, though, is safe for others, including classic remarks by David Brinkley and John Chancellor the night they reported the resignations and firings that came to be known as the Saturday Night Massacre.
An investigator appointed to investigate scandals was fired because he insisted on investigating scandals.
In my career as a correspondent, I never thought I'd be announcing these things.
And in my career as a TV critic, I never thought I'd be watching a Watergate documentary this good. Don't miss it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.